This is from Insights into Excellence by Charlie Plum. Recently, I was sitting in a restaurant in Kansas City. A man about two tables away kept looking at me. I didn't recognize him. A few minutes into our meal, he stood up and walked over to my table, looked down at me, pointed his finger in my face, and said, "You're Captain Plum." I looked up and I said, "Yes, sir, I'm Captain Plum." He said, "You flew jet fighters in Vietnam. You were on the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down. You parachuted into enemy hands and spent 6 years as a prisoner of war." I said, "How in the world did you know all that?" He replied, "Because I packed your parachute." I was speechless. I staggered to my feet and held out a very grateful hand of thanks. This guy came up with just the proper words. He grabbed my hand, he pumped my arm, and said, "I guess it worked." From The Middle-Aged Man and the Sea and Other Stories by Christopher Meeks.
I feel your liver. It pulsates with the glowing spirit of...
She paused.
"Of what?"
Ellis asked impatiently.
"Does it give any clues to the job market?"
She shook her head, jangling the crescent moons of silver, which dangled from multiple piercings in her ears. She kneeled at his feet in a ruffled Hungarian peasant's outfit. Her fingers hungrily explored the bottom of his foot. Ellis, surprising himself, groaned as her massaging became more frenzied.
"You were saying?"
he asked. She stopped.
"What?
What?"
he broke in. Her hands started again.
"Your left kidney tells me things. I see a car."
A car? No job? What else?"
"I just hear a sound like ravens screeching."
She spoke deeply, as if she were still connected to his kidney.
"I see you need warmth and protection."
"Ravens."
The young woman sat up, straightened her blouse, her hair, then looked at him.
"If you want to sleep with me, it's only a little extra."
How excellent companies avoid dumb things. When there is a company-wide review and everything is being considered, it becomes clear that change is going to be occurring on a large scale and that everyone is potentially affected. People are going to have to make sacrifices. I was able to say to the COO, "This is your sacrifice, and if you make that sacrifice, giving up your idea, imagine what a message that's sending to everybody else in the organization." He was able to demonstrate strong leadership. It looked like his decision. He did not have to lose face, and the CEO did not have to risk alienating and losing an important member of his team. And yes, the company saved money by shedding this business in a non-disruptive manner and did not lose the COO. With the analytic unit, remember, there were two highly qualified, high-performing executives and no clear reason why one executive's unit should be chosen over the other. It was a simple, but not easy, matter of just having to make a decision that could have seemed arbitrary and clearly would have labeled one a winner and the other a loser.